And that's a disappointing thing is, we can't turn the football over. You get an opportunity once you really look at the tape of why and what, and we know we can't do that. Defensively, for the most part, I thought we did a pretty good job throughout most of the football game. They have a couple plays, but, obviously the big touchdown before halftime was huge. Third downs on defense, again, minimize those. Don't, we got to do a better job of stopping them on third down. Don't let drives continue. Whether they were penalties or not, we had a couple that were extended by penalties on defense for the field goal later in the third quarter. And those are big parts of the football game. And so I think, again, the correction on offense, doing a better job, both quarterback, protection, receivers, routes, everybody included, that's huge. Staying with our running game, continuing to follow up on that, and being able to doing a better job of blocking on the perimeter, create more opportunity that way. The backs staying on their tracks, all three runners stay on their tracks, be consistent with it that way. So things to improve in and areas we got to get done and get better. So, we have a quick turnaround. And the opportunity to face a new opponent and one that feels a lot like we do, I'm sure, today. So we got to get ready.
What were some of those positives you took away from watching the tape last night?
Well, I think some guys, really, if you have, 35, whatever, 38 opportunities throwing the football on offense, we had some guys do some good things within their responsibility on 35 of them, but four or five of them, whatever it was, collectively, the way the things transpired for us, it killed us, and that's the hard part. So, and then, conversely on defense, I thought the guys in the, as far as containing and playing the running game, we did a nice job. They had one 10-yard run on an inside play, and then the run before halftime, we're in the prevent. Now, when they run the ball, how many ever times they run for 3.6 or whatever, even if you include those, because they could just, continue to run it there at the end of the game. But, so things to build upon. We got to do a better job, throughout the game in the past. Early in the game, they converted the third downs in the drive for the field goal, and we got to do a better job of that. So, you got Nick Vigil, I thought, who, his first time being a starting, NFL linebacker, Kevin Minner, new with us, did a good job throughout the football game. Thought the guys up front across the board, defensive line, the ends, tackles, I thought played consistent and did a nice job. So things to improve and get better at. And but yet, that's the thing that we got to build upon what the good things were. Well, I think he rolled around in there and did a good job, played with great energy, and, he got an opportunity to play more in the second half without Michael.
What did you say to the guys after the game, going in the locker room after, Meaner, wasn't as down as maybe you might have anticipated?
Well, it can't be down. This is a 16-game football season. That was one ball game. So we had to, we know win or lose, today was going to be the same day here. And that didn't matter. Whatever happened yesterday was going to be erased very quickly. So that's been my message. Regardless of what happened yesterday, today was going to be today, and we were going to have to get better.
Giovanni Bernard, pretty inspiring performance considering what he's been through. And for him to have the biggest play in both the run game and the passing attack is pretty impressive.
Yeah, obviously Gio fought to get back out there and be here for the opener. And so that was big for him. And, the passion, energy that he plays with.
You mentioned yesterday one of the more disappointing games that you've been a part of. What was the biggest reason for that? Was it just a matter of your expectations being so much higher?
Well, we didn't score any points. That's my biggest reason.
I didn't even know if you felt it was more than that, more of
it. No, we just don't take care of our opportunities. We have opportunities to put points on the board, and we don't get it done. It's a different football game. And even as bad as it was, we get the turnover early in the third quarter, and we have an opportunity to now make it a 17-7 game, and we fail to get that done. So that's what the thing was that I've not been a part of. You right the ship, and you get going. Because then, we keep fighting. You know, I sit there in the fourth quarter, and you guys probably all said, I can't believe they're punting the football here, right? You all said that, right? Yeah, figured. But we get the ball back three more times. You know, and so, again, though, you know, that's a tough call either way. I'm, you know, darn if I do, darn if I don't in that situation. But we still get the ball back three more opportunities. And, you know, we lose a minute, 52 minutes, whatever it was. But they run it three times and we get the ball back. And we, you know, it's a 10-yard difference in field position. So it's not fourth and 10, it's first and 10. And, you know, so those are the, you know, we kept playing, I guess. So we come out of it, we keep playing football, and that's, you know, that was important to keep, you know, grinding at it. But we just didn't make any positives, make anything happen. You know, they get a, you know, the tip ball on Andy's first interception. I mean, that can happen. But we got to rally and we got to go. And, you know, from that point, you know, so things that we just hung in there, kept playing. I didn't feel, you know, they felt like they could still make plays to get back in the football game. We just didn't get it done.
What was your assessment of how you guys used all three running backs? Do you feel like it worked in some ways?
Well, I think that's, you know, I mean, we've used three running backs a lot. So, yeah, I think it was fine.
Is it the same, as you assess the film, is it going to be the same kind of approach going forward with how you used all three?
I'll never tell you that. Well, I think there is this entire preseason. That's what, you know, they've had, whether it's Tom Savage or Deshaun. It's what they are, and they're not gonna. It is a short week, like you said. So I don't think we're gonna see a new offense. We're gonna see Bill's offense and what the Houston Texans do on offense. And I would expect Deshaun to be the quarterback. It will surprise me if he's not. And you know, I think he's a young, talented player. And they're going to run their offense, which starts with the running game. And we've got to do a very good job against that. So,
after looking at some of those interceptions and instant passes, is there any theme you saw between them, like timing between him and the receivers? Or
well, I think the, you know, again, the first one, the player makes a nice play, the linebacker. I mean, he's headed left, away from Andy, and Andy throws the ball inside, and maybe we got to put a little bit more loft on that particular one. And you know, Suggs comes, stops rushing, and tips the next one. I mean, it's, you know, Suggs does some good things that way. So we know that going into the football game, and unfortunately, you know, he beat us yesterday with it. So, but there is things, yeah, we have to do better when we're in that situation where we know where the ball's going like that, and do a better job. So. This is a team that tips a lot of balls too, as we know, we've seen before.
Cedric gave up a couple of sacks, but overall, what did you see from him? And moving forward, what do you expect from him?
Well, we got to play better, and you know, sometimes it looks as though Ced gave up the sack, but so you have your own estimation of it, and so you get to do that. But collectively, we got to play. We want to play better. We don't want our quarterback touch back there. And he was touched too often yesterday. So we have to do, and part of it, it belongs to the entire football team. It belongs to us as the football staff in general. So we've got to do a better job.
With some of the struggles that Ced had last year on the right side, is your leash shorter or longer with him this year?
Again, we're going to keep getting better.
Any update on Trey Hopkins?
No.
Mm-mm. Do you feel like it doesn't get any easier when you go from Suggs to the Clowney and Watt?
What about Merciless and some other guys too? No, this is a good, you know, we know this is a very skilled defensive football team. And no, it doesn't get any easier. So that's part of it. That's life in the National Football League. So we got to get ready to go, and we'll be ready Thursday night.
How does he usually go about things after a game like this? How have you seen him respond in the past?
Well, he just goes back to, you know, just he's Andy, which is very competitive, very particular about things and making things go the right way, the correct way, and the rhythm and so forth. And we got to have better rhythm for everybody.
You mentioned the disappointment in not scoring, and I know that was a disappointment last year. I know the Washington game, first unit wasn't really the click in the red zone. I guess, where is your frustration level with that? I know it's only one game, but it's not, if you kind of look at it in the scheme of things, of the first unit this year, is it?
Well, I think if you put that all in, you know, it's one game in, what, three series, so two against whoever we played second and one in the first, so... but they move the ball in those things. But yeah, we got to do a better job finishing drives. No question about it.
Reads happen. Things happen in games where balls don't get direct to guys enough. But for Tyler Eifert to play as long as he did and only have one target, one pass, was that a concern for you? Something that you think needs to be more involved? You have emphasis.
Well, no, it's not gonna. We can't force the ball. We're gonna let the quarterback make the reads and do the things as he's supposed to do. And, you know, they did a good job at times when the things were directed to Tyler of being around him. And Andy pulled the one ball back and ended up being the sack fumble. So, you know, those are things that, you know, he's got to go ahead and read the things out. And we got to get the ball down to the next player and play for the next opportunity for Tyler Eifert or A.J. Green or whoever it was. It doesn't change. If Tyler Eifert has 10 catches and A.J. has one, then we come in here and you sash me or my concern that A.J. only had one catch. Right? Probably.
Depends if you want to lose.
Exactly. I appreciate that. We'll see. Had to get one of those in today, huh?